from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, the NFL wants President's Day to be an NFL holiday.
Well, the NFL wants every day.
Right, but that's going to happen. You know, when they go to 18 games, it's going to be back week. It's going to be President's Day.
So everybody has off Monday.
Super, Super Bowl Sunday.
You don't want to hear that rant that I have on that one. You got time for that one? I mean, you know what?
It's coming, dude. I know you have one. I'm just telling you, it's coming.
Well, my thing on that is that, so people have been screaming about that for, I won't even get into the, no one works anymore, and people work at home from Monday. I won't even do that. But, so the Super Bowl ends, what time we figure, on a yearly basis, Teak?
10:30, 11. It's late.
All right. So you go to a Super Bowl party, right? You go, you have a good time, you drink, you eat, the whole deal, right? Mm-hmm. So I assume most people want the next day off because you're hungover.
Right. You don't want to wake up and have to think.
Yeah. But the game ends at 10:30. You're asleep by midnight. Yeah, I don't want to like tell all these stories here, but there were times where I used to go out and come to work no sleep.
Yeah, but the challenge is people want... They drink all day. The Super Bowl, just like same. Any kind of, really, like if there's a primetime game, forget Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, whatever it is, like you're drinking so much of the day.
But aren't you doing that on a regular football Sunday? You're starting at 12, but you're drinking till midnight. So what makes the Super Bowl any different?
I don't know.
Because the casuals want the
I don't think
off.
People
That's
are
why.
Drinking to midnight on a regular Sunday. I think they're drinking and they're day drinking. And then at some point, it's like, all right, it's dinner time. They're home. You're chilling. If you're watching a late game, you're casually watching the late game. I mean, you got to be a certain kind of like degenerate to start drinking for the 1 o'clock games and then be drinking Sunday night football.
No, right?
How dare you? I take offense.
You.
Yeah, you might be, even if you're nursing it, but we know like the bros, the fraternities, the football fans, the Sean Marashes of the world, even Loogie, like we're drinking all day. I think the Super Bowl thing, I hit on it here. It's the casuals that want the next day off. Mm. It's the people that don't really watch football that treat the party. What's the halftime show? What's the commercial? What's this, that, and the other? Those are the people that want the next day off. Well, guess what? You don't watch all year long. And us football fans that sit there every single Sunday, drink, have a good time. Guess where we are Monday? Work. So why do you, when you parachute in, you need a holiday too? These are probably the same people that put their Christmas lights up in October. They want everything.
Of course
you can't
do.
Have that. But you're right, Teak. It's going that direction.
It definitely is.
Definitely going that direction. You know what?
It'll be interesting to see how it's viewed. Like, is this collectively a great thing, or is this Gavonish?
It is Gavonish, but the NFL, and it's going to push the limits, and we'll see, because there's a time in this country where...
But they already are doing it with the Christmas games and everything. Like, they're already doing it. They're already pushing the limits.
But does the NFL have a point where the bubble bursts? Because,
meaning it's too much football.
Yeah, meaning, like, boxing, horse racing, baseball used to be number one. And if we were doing sports talk radio in the 40s and I told you this stuff would no longer be number one... People would have said, I'm nuts. So can the NFL ever get to a point where it's too much and they lose fans?
Well, I think with boxing, I think part of it became the cult of personality was too hard to develop, right? To develop a Mike Tyson of the world. Think how hard that is. Like, it just takes a lot of years, and you better not be losing, right? You can't lose along the way and be like, all right, he's still the greatest that's up and coming. Right, you just have to keep winning and winning. Boxing
and you have
is
to have
hard.
Exciting, because Floyd is great, but his fights can be a little boring.
Very
because
boring.
He's a surgeon, exactly. And you don't hit him.
He's too technical.
Right.
And so, but now think about football. Football is, it's the team. So I know it's about like the individuals and the quarterback, but it's really the team that you're following. And
yeah.
So it seems to have more lastability than some of these other individual sports. You know what I mean?
I do.
I think football actually has a chance if it... As long as it doesn't oversaturate, because It feels like it's getting there. But if it doesn't oversaturate, it could be number one for a long time, because it's number one by a lot.
Oh, right, by miles. And it obviously has to do with the, you know, the violence of the sport,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it's only in theory once a week. Obviously, it's not. But for your team, you know what I mean? The fantasy, gambling, all that stuff.
It's not four games you got to watch in a week.
Yeah.
Like with bets. Right. Mets or Yankees. You got to watch four games.
Yeah. And if you're like me, and I know Tiki the same way, and a lot of guys here, like, I love college football. I love the atmosphere. I love that all the games. So I love football like every day. I can't get enough of it. The only thing I think that can hurt it at some point, and I don't think it'll ever be this way, but if they go to touch. If it becomes touch football, which
there's
no way. Right?
There's just never, ever be that.
They can't, right?
But I mean, listen, me and Tiki are both soccer fans, Premier League fans.
Sure.
I think that there's potential for the NFL to just continue to try to grow out these days here. And much like the Premier League, mm-hmm. you may start seeing games on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, multiple games on Saturdays, weekly, not just at the end of the season when college football is done. I think there is potential for that to happen. And I think that's the oversaturation. Right. It's not necessarily just the Jets
that
playing two
bad.
Or three games a week.
That'll be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be bad.
You got a Tuesday night game with the Titans and the Jaguars.
Well, it'll hurt the product, too, because I hate Thursday night football. I'm not ready for football yet by Thursday. I think the games stink. I would do the Monday night doubleheader. I like get rid of the Thursday game. Do Monday night doubleheader. I just don't like the I'm not ready for it. I wake up on Thursday and I'm like,
yeah,
football?
And it's hard for the players. I wonder why it never was Friday.
And harder for the players. Why it wasn't Friday night? So there is some college football on Friday night. Not a lot. It's usually the lesser teams like Utah plays every Friday.
Yeah, but if you had one game, because that's all it is.
Which they're doing in week one this year, that Friday night game.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So they're testing the waters.
I actually kind of forgot that.
Yeah, a lot of people have. I've brought that up to people here and they go, there's a Friday night game in Brazil? I'm like, yeah.
But if there was one, it's just one game. Friday feels like there's enough an adequate enough. There's not enough recovery time for a Thursday night game because the away team is traveling on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they were recovering on Monday. You practice a day and then you travel. Think about that. You recover on Monday because you play Sunday, recover on Monday, you practice Tuesday, you travel Wednesday. It's too soon.
And I'm sure it's bad for the safety of the players,
Why do
too?
They never do Friday? That's what I don't understand.
I like that idea, too. Even Friday night, because it's the weekend. And it gives me that little appetizer on Friday night. Then if you are a college football fan, which I am, I'm locked in all day. And then I have my football on Sunday, and it ends on Monday night.
You wonder if they trust ratings, how that would ratings on a Friday night
thing.
If
here's
people
the
are going out.
But here's the reality with college football. College football is becoming, it's becoming minor league football, right? Or
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A separate
and you mean
kind
that in a good way, right?
Yes,
like, yeah, because it kind of sounds like...
A separate kind of professional football.
Yes.
I don't mean minor league.
Right.
A separate kind of professional football. Because, let's face it, these guys are getting paid now. I'm serious.
Well,
like, some of these guys are making...
You could argue they were always getting paid,
right.
But sure.
And
then
guys are staying in college.
Hold on. Let's put it this way, Tommy. These guys are paying taxes now.
Yes.
On money.
Yes. Tony,
right?
Open up.
So it's a different kind of, like... Like professionalism,
there's
that's
almost
happening.
Free agency in college now with the transfer portal.
Yeah,
there's essentially free agency.
And so with the college football and their TV partners want to make it this product, compete with it. If you're the league, compete with it. I promise you, whoever we put on Friday night is going to be better than whatever they put on Friday night, college football wise.
I agree with that.
Right? So, and if they did that, it would make it so much more acceptable for players who hate playing on Thursday. Because again, you recover on Monday because you just got the crap beat out of you on Sunday. You practice Tuesday, and it's not even a practice. You're basically just walking around in your underwear, and then you travel on Wednesday. Like, how is that a week to prepare for?
No,
a game?
It's
not.
And you get a bad quality of game.
Yes.
And like I said,
always bad.
Safety, maybe issues because guys aren't ready to go.
Yes.
I don't know if the injuries are up in Thursday night games. I haven't tracked it like that.
That's a good question.
But the quality for sure on Thursday night football is not good. Part of that also is everybody gets a Thursday night game, so you get some of the bad teams.
Right.
You brought up an interesting point there. Yes, on a Friday night, if you have a game, an NFL game versus a weaker college football game, it's fine. But obviously, I don't think this happens because at the end of the year, they do the Saturday games. College football is over.
It's over.
If you did.
College football is over late November or mid November.
Yeah. You got the Army Navy game, then obviously you have the bowl season, and there's a million bowl games. But Thanksgiving is where you get the Iron Bowl and you get everything, Michigan, Ohio State. So I wonder, just out of curiosity, Saturday night, average football game as far as the opponents, not the Cowboys or the Giants. I'm talking just average teams. If you put that up against Alabama, LSU, in Death Valley, under the lights, that atmosphere, who would do better? I'm sure the NFL would, but I'd be curious, man.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Those big-time, under-the-light college football games are incredible.
They're unbelievable
to watch.
Yeah, I've called a bunch of them. They're unbelievable.
It feels
more exciting than some professional.
It feels personal.
Right.
It feels like this is more than football right here.
No, you're right.
This is
because everybody
cares. Purest.
Everybody
yes.
cares.
Yep.
You're not there because you're on an expense account.
Yes.
You're there because you really care.
I love it. I can't get enough of them. I'm a big football fan. So
maybe this would be diving too deep into the weeds here, but maybe that Saturday game becomes like where they stick the London, the Germany, the Brazils.
Like
all
early,
those.
You mean? So like at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, so when college game day or whatever is wrapping up, that's when the game wraps up.
Exactly, and it kind of bleeds into those noon starts, you know, your Big Ten games and stuff like that.
Actually, that would be the better way to do it.
Right, because those early Sunday games are like.
Put the London games on Saturday, and it's an extra travel day for the team to get back. So they're traveling on game day.
Right.
Then they basically just start their week over, because for whatever reason, teams have stopped taking the bye week after the London game. They don't take the bye week. They play the next week, and they save their bye week for whenever it's more convenient.
Yeah. No, I like that. See, we're brainstorming here. I like these ideas. And the NFL probably likes that, too, because they want to spread it out. They want a game every single day. It's just about figuring out where to do it. And I'm with you. I don't like the early London time. I don't on Sundays. I just don't like getting up that early for football. I'm good from 1 till midnight. And then on Saturday morning, I wouldn't mind it. And Thursday night, I don't like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.